We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos. Siman Reish Yud Aleph is entitled Dini Kedima BeBirchas Haperos. We're going to be discussing this a little bit more with regard to different brachos, that if you have in front of you different types of foods in which there are different brachos, then there is a specific order as to which bracha, what food should be eaten. Now, how about when it comes to different fruits? So, of course, there's some fruits which are also, we call vegetables, that the bracha is adama. So we're going to discuss, there are certain things within each, this category of what are fruits, which bracha, which of the fruits should be, the bracha should be said on. So the Chaver tells us as follows. Ha'yil fanav mini peros harbi. You have in front of yourself many fruits, and of course this is referring to where you wish to eat all. So let's understand. First of all, im berchos sehem shavos, that the bracha on all of them are the same. So for example, let's just keep it simple with two fruits, as the Mishnah Berurah does, such as anavim v'tapuchim. We have apples and you have grapes. So in that situation, v'eshmin him min shiva. Among those two that we mentioned, one of them is from the seven species, namely that of grapes. So in that situation, maktim min shiva, afal pi she'enu chaviv kamo hamin ha'acher. So let's say you love apples. Doesn't make a difference. Even though it is chaviv. In fact, when it comes to halacha, chaviv, that which you enjoy more, does matter. And it depends on the situation. In this situation, it doesn't matter. In other words, even though you may like to eat those apples more than those grapes, but since the grapes are considered among the seven species from the Zayin Minim, in which Eretz Yisrael is blessed, therefore the halacha is, you make the ha'etz on the grape, and you'll have in mind for the apple. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and says that, Ratzel Omar, what does it mean, these seven? It means the seven, Shnishtabcha Eretz Yisrael Bahen, in which the Pasuk itself discusses the greatness and the praises of Eretz Yisrael, by mentioning how this land produces such wonderful produce. The chsiv, Eretz Chita Usa'ora, of course, two of the seven fruits are not fruits, they're wheat and barley. And then you have Gefen Te'ena Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, is how the pasuk concludes. Discussing that of grapes, Te'ena, figs, Rimon, pomegranates, and then it mentions Zeis Shemen, which is from the olive, and Dvash, which is honey. So if it's honey, what does that mean? From bees? So no. We know Dvash, Hainu Tamarim. It's referring to that which comes forth from dates. So the Pasuk says that these are the seven, and therefore if you come across, really, the five, of course, because you're making mazonos on the wheat and the barley, so, and that certainly you would make before a ha'etz or a hadama. But in this situation, let's say you have one of these five fruits, such as grapes, and your apples, so you're going to make the bracha on the grapes. Makdim min shiva, the Mishnah Berurah says, ve'afilhu chatzi pri v'sharhim shleimim. Another way one could distinguish between one fruit and the next is, let's say, for example, you have some apple, you have two apples, one or one and a half. You have a whole apple and half an apple. And other than that, comparing apples to apples, they're really much the same. So the halacha is that you should make the bracha on that which is shalim, that which is whole. And that also, of course, is when it comes to making hamotzi. I'm not specifically referring to on Shabbos, which is a special halacha of having two loaves, but if you have a slice of bread, and you have a whole loaf, and everything else is basically the same, then certainly you should make the bracha on that which is complete. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if the grape, or let's use a different example, the pomegranate is split in half, and your apple is complete, so you would maybe think, well, since one is shalim, you should make the bracha on the apple. No, the halacha is you make the bracha on the min shiva, namely the pomegranate, as we use that example. V'im shneihem min echad mishivas haminim, o shishneihem einam min shiva, makdim hashalim. As we said, if they're exactly the same, if you have figs and dates, or you have apples and oranges, then you should make the bracha on that which is whole. V'afil im hachatzi chaviv yoser shalom adif. So when it comes to the difference between should I eat something, should I make the bracha on that which is half, but I enjoy very much, more than the second fruit? Or do I make a bracha on that which is shalom complete, which I don't care for as much, I don't have the same desire, appetite for? The halacha is that it's better to make the bracha on that which is shalom. Even though that fruit, that whole fruit, you may not want as much as the half fruit, none the halacha is that you make a bracha on that which is whole. That comes before that which is chaviv to you. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos mentions that this halacha is even when it comes to a shechianu. In other words, if you have an apple, she never ate an apple before all year, and you have this grape, so you think, maybe since I'm going to also make a shechianu on that fruit, that maybe you should do that first. No. The halacha is that you would make the bracha on the min shiva, even though you would think maybe the shechianu bracha on the other fruit would allow you to perhaps tip the scales, and it does not. He says not only that, but he says, "Valhaminim shiva einum mevarach shechianu." He says like this: "O shahaminim pacherum peres eretz Yisrael heim umin shiva mechutz aretzu mikol makom machdim min shiva." Very interesting. The reason why you make the bracha first on those seven fruits is because, as we quote the pasuk, it's something which was blessed in Eretz Yisrael, which would maybe one would stand to reason the whole idea of making a bracha on those fruits is because you're connecting that fruit to Eretz Yisrael. So he asks, the Piskei Tshuvos does, what about in the following situation? Let's say you have apples that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, and you have some figs, but they're not grown in Eretz Yisrael, they're grown somewhere elsewhere. So you would think, perhaps, maybe, you would have to make the bracha on that which was growing in Eretz Yisrael. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us no. Also, in that situation, machdim min shiva, you will make the bracha on the figs, even though they were not necessarily grown in Eretz Yisrael, but since Eretz Yisrael was blessed with this particular fruit, therefore that bracha is said specifically on the min shiva, and not on the thing which even growing in Eretz Yisrael was not considered one of those seven.